Welcome back to Dog Pound Report. It is an honor and pleasure to bring in Solomon Wilcots. He is the color commentator right here on News Channel 5 for preseason football, and we are looking forward to it. Solomon, 4 days away from the draft, do you see the Browns making any move or any big moves around the league before Thursday night?
Well, there's no doubt they have 10 total draft picks. I'd be hard-pressed to believe that they're going to use all 10 of those picks to pick 10 different players. So certainly I would be inclined to believe that they would use some of those picks, maybe possibly to move up and get the players they covet the most on the draft board.
Solomon, a few draft experts have called the Browns a total wild card in this year's draft. If you're Ray Farmer, you're the GM, what are you doing at 12 and 19?
You know, let's face it, they're loaded on defense. I think they have depth on the defensive line, at linebacker, and in the secondary. Yes, they could use maybe another nose tackle, another one of those five techniques on their defensive line. But at the end of the day, they need to get playmakers on the offensive side of the ball.
That's right.
Ray Farmer knows that. They can come up with a talented wide receiver that can help this offense, along with Dwayne Bowe and Brian Hartline. They could come away with a talented tight end. Maybe not in the first round, but later, maybe second, third, or fourth round at the tight end position. So I believe they need to put some playmakers around the quarterback. And at the end of the day, if this offense can score points and if they can run the football, I think they're going to be a formidable football team.
All right, so Solomon, play Ray Farmer for me for 1 second. You've got two picks in the first round, and there are a lot of people saying quarterback.
Yeah.
What would you do? Would you be apt to trade those two picks to move up? Or would you rather, and listening to what you're saying, would you rather stand pack and fill the holes that they need?
First of all, you have to wait and see how the draft is going to fall. I would be coveting, first of all, one of the talented edge rushers because they're just so difficult to find. And you've got five really good ones. I think Bud Dupree may be there at number 12. I'm not so sure that they'll use a pick on Randy Gregory, someone who tested positive at the scouting combine. And I don't believe Dante Fowler will be there. I don't believe Vic Beasley will be there at number 12. So I would be inclined to maybe use number 12 on one of those other edge rushers, maybe a Bud Dupree, and then go for the receiver later on. We expect five receivers to go in the first round. So later, with the 19th overall pick, no, you're not going to come away with Kevin White. You're not going to get Amari Cooper. But you may be able to get a Devontae Parker. You may be able to get Green Beckham. You may be able to get one of these other talented receivers who have a first-round grade on them with the 19th overall selection.
Solomon, we have less than 4 months before the Browns preseason schedule begins. What are you looking forward to as half of the team that will be calling those games right here on News Channel 5? I got my eye on. We got prime time against Buffalo,
right,
and then a nice little trip down to Tampa Bay. I'm looking forward to those. How about you, Solomon?
You know, I can't get to the regular season yet because we got to get through the preseason with the Cleveland Browns. I got to see someone emerge and take hold of that quarterback position. Will it be Josh McCown? Will Johnny Manziel show the kind of improvement that many people in the building expect for him to show? Someone's got to emerge because I think this is a really good football team. We know they have one of the best offensive lines in the National Football League. They were able to run the ball last year. I think they'll be able to do it again in 2015. You get some talented wide receivers. Now we need someone to steady the ship and be able to play the quarterback position. I think that is the resounding theme, okay, throughout preseason, throughout training camp. Someone's got to grab hold of that position and be able to steer the ship with the Cleveland Browns, because I think the defense is going to be good. They're going to improve in all areas on the defensive side of the ball. And if we get some wide receivers that wants to make plays and get the ball into the end zone, then I think it's an offense that's ready to take off. Just need a quarterback to show up.
All right, hey, Solomon, busy week for all of us. Where can we catch you covering the draft?
You know, we'll be in our L.A. studios with NFL Network covering all things as it pertains to the NFL draft. We'll be with all 32 teams. We'll be selecting players or at least helping the teams figure out who they should take and then trying to tell you if they're a good fit or not. So we're going to have a lot of fun in our L.A. studios. That's where we'll be all week leading up to the draft and even following the draft, as we'll break down and give a draft grade for all 32 teams following the draft.
Solomon, great stuff as always. Thanks for being with us. Coming up next, we talk about the latest happenings in Berea with Andrew Gribble and learn how you can win tickets to the Browns draft party.